Man of God is, I say, listen, we are not TB Joshua. We are true Christians. You know, TB Joshua needs to continue that his orukuruku. He needs to do those things to deceive the whole world effectively. But those of us who are true believers, we don't need it. What did I say? When we do our good work, we don't need video camera. So there may be a gutter that belongs to all of us in Enugu that's right near the entrance to your street. And all you have been saying before today's message is, you see, this good road, this is the problem with Nigeria. Bad maintenance culture. We don't have a good maintenance culture at all. So what is wrong with us in Nigeria? And God is looking at you like this. Say, your digger know they work. I made sure that the people that gave you work said start in 2 months' time so you have enough time to clear this gutter. So those of you I'm speaking to, go back home. Call the friends in your neighborhood. Say, God sent me to you. I'm the prophet of gutter clearing. All of you will follow me. And don't go and look for anybody to video it. Just clear the gutter and be the reason why that road will not spoil. After a while, you know what will happen? You will have created a culture that people in that area, gutters will never block and they won't clear it. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Because you are a government. You are a government somewhere. Some of you have to volunteer. You know, all this sort of abusing. Government schools are very stupid. Government schools are useless. The teachers are not well motivated. Because that's why I gave you a flat near a public school. So you can see the useless schools, the poor motivation. And that's why your job, you don't work on weekends, and you close on time on Wednesdays. So what are you saying? Remember, you're very good in physics and math. Go to that school. Volunteer. Tell them 2 days a week, Saturday mornings and Wednesday evenings, every student that's interested in math and physics, please come over here. You know why? You are a government. What did I say?
I'm a government.
What did I say?
I'm a government.
What did I say?
I'm a government.
It's very important you understand that. I said this by explaining the fact that we are above people. Blessings flow from us down. Let me get back to my message. I hope you've learned something today from my physics and social studies. You understand my point? No, what did we learn now? Civics, social studies, which one? What else? Moral instruction, government. Yeah, government, a bit of engineering, yes. And how not to criticize private jets. Let me just quickly prophesy to you before I go on. At least 2 people listening to me this evening. At least 2. We need private jets to monitor their businesses.
Amen.
And God will give them the means to buy it.
Amen.
And because they have the right heart, they will combine that need with the means that they have. And they will fly around in private jets.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, heads of nations will fly into Nigeria and they will have to see you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, it does not matter how your beginning was like. I'm telling you things that will happen before your end comes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me really drop that one for you. Please, don't go around criticizing people. Start, you know, oh God. We'll get back to my message. Let's continue. Let me give you an assignment. Start interacting with great minds. What do I mean? Spend money on real books. When you see one of our brothers gave me a book the other day, it's titled "The First Billion is the Hardest." I read the book halfway. I called and I said, "Why did you give me this book? I can't see anything inside here." By the time I read the second half of the book, I was learning so much. And I called myself, man, now I understand this book. I said, because I like learning. I like learning. I said, I'm enjoying what I'm learning from the discussion on the energy industry, the markets, and all of that. He said, exactly. He said, now you and I are singing from the same hymn book. That's what he said. He said, because he works in an energy company. He said, I've learned more. He said, I learned more from reading that book than I have learned from working here. So somebody said to him, why are you reading a book? You want to be a billionaire? He said, I've never hidden it. I'm going to be a billionaire. You are going to be a billionaire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What I mean is that, look, don't stop anytime they are showing film. You know, yesterday, my wife annoyed me well. She doesn't know. She doesn't know till now. It's now she's hearing it. Because I was watching Frost. Frost all over the world, yes. So I was watching a Frost interview. He was interviewing Shimon Peres. And trust me, I sit down there, they listen to the whole gist, everything. So my wife was doing homework with my son, and they were disturbing me, so I carried my chair, put it in front of the television. Then when they finished, I switched the channel, they were showing James Bond, that's why I should shift. I got up, I entered the room. She didn't know why I was angry. Why didn't you tell me to shift all this while when I was watching Shimon Peres? What do you want to see in James Bond? I command you today, including my wife too. Next time television is like that, you don't need James Bond. Watch the interview, you know, when they say Davos is on, World Economic Summit. You know, many people now will go and queue when it is a El Clasico. All German affair, this last one, in London. Bundesliga. That is, they will leave home. Will not come for Bible study. They will. No, I'm telling you, they go and queue to watch match. The match will never make you rich. It raises your blood pressure a bit. It wastes your time, the time you will use in arguing about it tomorrow at work. The arguments I don't get into in Jesus' name. What thing concern me? Whether Romario beat Bebeto. What's my issue with Messi and what's the other guy?
Ronaldo.
I don't get into the argument. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it. People will go and kill. I don't watch it. Bible study, they no go home. Book, they no go read. Walk, they go take excuse. Why? It is El Clasico. I thank God that He gave me a spirit. And our spirit says, even if they play final of UEFA Cup on my center table, I know they watch. I know they watch. I know that they try. My spirit not just they watch. If I sit down there, they play. My wife say, I finish frying the egg. I'll go to the kitchen. That is, I won't even notice I'm missing anything. God forbid that I'll be like those men, one man who threw his wife out of a window. Watching match. Then when the match ended, he was looking, honey, where are you? Honey, don't die. Yeah, no, not a joke. This is a skyscraper, what is tall high-rise apartment buildings. This is many years ago. They were watching match. So the woman, they passed in front of television recklessly. And the guy carried the woman, fling and come off her window. And the woman fell outside. And he did not notice. And he continued watching the match. I said, that will not happen to me. It will happen to you too, I hope. But I'm bringing an issue here. But this is how great men think. They don't have DSTV. Alright? They don't have their own. But they hear that the World Economic Summit in Davos is starting this particular period. That is when they leave home and go and beg somebody, please, I want to watch C-SPAN. I want to watch Al Jazeera's coverage of it. Hear men talk. Where dollar is leaving and going to. Where euro is moving to. Why is the Japanese yen talking? What happened to the Koreans? Why is Indian economy slowing down in 2013? By how much is the Nigerian economy growing? Why is Africa called the fastest growing continent right now? Why? You should know those things. You're watching matches all these years. Nobody knows you are there. Those boys earn like 20 million naira a week. They don't give you tithe. No offering. You keep making them richer by queuing up. I'm not saying you shouldn't make them richer. I'm just saying you have watched enough matches, enough home video. Next time you go to the front of a TV, check what is going on in the world. Come on, stop watching TV, watching films. It's enough. You are going to be a great man, a great woman. Amen. When you talk, people should know you're enlightened. You can't go to where they want to discuss $50 million business. You are talking El Clasico. They know you don't know anything. And you open your mouth to talk. should be explaining the deception in storing value in gold. You should be explaining it. How it is better to invest in people. Start giving figures on how if you spend this amount of money deploying this amount of technology, this causes this amount of growth in the economy. Even if now a book you read out. Trust me. When men want to talk, they will call you. Listen. Listen. Let me just tell you now. From now, new law. Beyond carrying your Bible to Kingdom Hall, you must be informed. What did I say?
You must be informed.
Yes. Sometimes I was talking to my wife. Say, how do you know all these things? I said, because I don't watch home video. There was a day she asked me a question. No, we're discussing something. I asked her something. It struck me that day. We're talking about money. Difference between fiat money, you know, gold standard money, different kinds of money. So I said, remember where we were that day. She said, wait, let me ask you something. I know this thing you are saying, but I had to go to school to learn it. She started accounting. You understand? She has an MBA. She's worked in a bank before. She said, but you, how come you know it? That was a question she had for me. I said, I don't know. I just read things. And when I read, they stick in my head. You say, oh, God, you know many things. So, you know the simple reason. I don't watch El Clasico. Some of you, now, if I tell you the last, to give me the last 10 cups that, what is his name? Alex Ferguson. You know his age, where he was born, how long he stayed with Manchester United. And the problems they are going to have now that he's going, and you have not made a naira from it. It's enough. What did I say? Tell your neighbor,
it's enough.
I'm not saying you must not watch ball, but everything has its place. Some things are number one. My wife didn't know yesterday. She knew I was angry. All the time I was watching Shimon Peres, she didn't answer me. And I showed James, but he said, shift. I just got up and entered the room. I went and sat on the bed. I did like this. I said, I don't want to quarrel this night. Let me not talk. You should know what's going on in the world. Because you are going to go all over the world. Are you getting my point? That's why you want to buy a book. What are you doing with all these totally fake, that's fiction books? Buy books that enlighten your mind. That lets you know what's going on in the world. Even if it's written in such a manner that, you know, there are books, there's a man, I forgot his name, he used to write his stories on world affairs. He helps you know what's going on. Is it Tom Clancy? One of those guys. You know, because God has made you, I'll continue my message next time, all right? I don't know how I just swung into this. I came with a message on the answers to the Psalms. That's the kind of thing I will have typed my message for today, the answers to the Psalms. I was going to read content with them that are content with me, how Jesus won the answer to those prayers, and how you are going to read those Psalms from a different perspective. That's the message I came with today. But the Lord has obviously overruled that let my millionaires and my billionaires know what is expected of them. Let them know that they are blessings to their society. Let them know. Some of you are going to control energy, you know, power supply. You should already know by now. You should be reading. Know the advantages and the disadvantages of a coal-fired power station. There's nothing wrong with it anyway. Most of America's power still comes from coal. All right? You should know. What is the problem with a, you know, natural gas-fired station? You should be aware of those things. You should be. You should know the proper accounting system to use when you have many truckers running all over the country driving for you. You should be getting aware of those things. You know where Dangote buys his trucks from? How come he's the only one that has those kind of trucks around? You should ask questions. You are going to own trucks too. You know you are going to own trucks. You are going to own trucks. Because of you, God is going to repair the rails in Nigeria. I hope you know. Because your goods must move. They must move. Look, I just feel like prophesying. God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
That you will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, as a child of God, you are seated in heavenly places. You should never be afraid of failure in life. What you should be afraid of is not trying. You know the interesting part? Remember the talents, the parables of the talents, of the minas. If you read my own version, when Jesus was telling that story in the book of Luke, there was a man he gave five, there's a man he gave two, there's a man he gave one. You understand that? Then there's another one in which he took 10 and shared, whatever. But the man that had one and did nothing with it, did he lose any part of it? No. You know what he was punished for? For not trying. Did you notice that? He buried it and did nothing. He was punished for not trying. I am sure, absolutely certain, if he had made all the investment, the master came back and he said, "My master, I am so sorry. We did this and did this, but the business did not work. I'm sorry. I lost your mina." The master would have told him, "Well, you can't take charge of many cities. You work with me more for a while." Are you getting my point? Yes, let's work with you again until you learn how to take care of these things. He would not have sent him into the outer darkness. But he did not try. The problem in life is not that you failed. The real problem is that you didn't try. The real problem is that you didn't try. You know, some people tell me that there's no money, there's no money. You know, I think about it. See, you know our book, Should I Say Yes? You know, people like the book. It sells a lot. I told you Israel before, I said, if we're into just marketing books business, if somebody took 10 of these books and went down to this road, do you understand? And sold 10 in a day, you make 2,000 naira daily. Did you hear what I said? Yes. They just say, okay, no work. So these are people like marriage books. So you say, okay, Israel, I beg. Just give me 10. I know they go anywhere. Just down here, naira day. See those boys who are selling books there? Just join us. This is a marriage book. It will change your life. You talk plenty. Before the end of the day, you sell 10. I'm telling you, you make at least 2,000 naira. I'm not kidding about it. But most times, people don't just try. There are many opportunities in life people don't try. I found that at Hagar was crying. God didn't give her water, didn't give her anything. God opened her eyes. And she saw the well of water. The Bible didn't say they just dug it. The point is that her whine and complaint didn't let her see. That's why I preach that message. Open my eyes, O Lord. Go and get it into our collection. It's on the website. Open my eyes, O Lord. That is, there are many opportunities in life to do well. Many opportunities in life to be prosperous. Many opportunities in life to be a blessing to people. But people are so used to whining and complaining and waiting for government. They don't do anything. No, ask Israel. We've discussed it before. I said that some of the young men just didn't know that. I said, "Carry, come up here." Says Israel, "Beg, please, sir, give me 10 books. Go down." In fact, the guy won't look for any other job again. And you know, there are students who can do that. Even if it's 20 in a week, just doing plenty talking. Yeah, that's it. You're paying school. I'm telling you, you're eating well in school, buying your handouts, doing everything. And the sweet part of it is years later, you tell the story. That's why I told you, he doesn't dash it. You come to me and say, "Good afternoon, sir. Please, I don't have any money." The man will give you a kick somewhere you don't like. He said, because it's very annoying. Why? Because when he came to Lagos, what he used to do as a young man was to go from one house to the other washing clothes. And by the time the clothes dry, he'll go back ironing them. And he made enough money to solve all his problems. One of the things about being a Christian is that all those pride and problems in life is not your portion. You know, in Christ Jesus, you are not a proud man, you are not a proud woman. God has removed pride from your life. Your pride died in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And let me tell you something about pride. It's unnecessary. What does it matter now that Fola Adeola used to hawk orange? Does it matter?
No.
Who did you like to hawk orange to if you are guaranteed that at the end of the day? I believe you all know Fola Adeola, the first MD of GT Bank, and the chairman for a long time. What does it matter? They used to hawk orange. It doesn't matter anymore. You cannot tell the story.
You know, in those days we used to hawk orange. Yes. At that time it was 6 for 1 pence. You know, the story would not be sweet. Your story will be sweet in Jesus' name.
Amen.
One day you will tell your story at the back of your Learjet.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said? That is, the reporter will come and say, "Sir, you give us an appointment." You say, "I'm so sorry. I can't stay with you guys now." You and your cameraman, I mean, okay, you call your pilot, Ibrahim. Hey. He said, "Brian, we're taking the bigger one." They said, "Yes, okay, we can take this one on board." He said, "Most certainly, sir." "Okay, come on, guys, let's go. I'm trying with only 3 of my people." "Yes, the bigger one we are taking." "All right, we'll do the interview on the plane."
Amen.
Talking about you.
Amen.
I said, "I'm talking about you."
Amen.
I said, "I'm talking about you."
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That will be your portion.
Amen.
I said, "That will be your portion."
Amen.
Hey, another thing I should add to it, for many of you, those reporters are your own. The TV station is your own now.
Amen.
The newspaper chain is your own.
Amen.
Yes, you are pumping righteousness into the air, not through a church network, but through a normal business network. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Very important. You are seated in heavenly places, so fear is not your portion. You are not afraid. In this life, the only problem you have is you don't try. If you try, listen to me, you will succeed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only time the Israelites had a problem was that they refused to enter into the promised land. You know, if they had just entered, you know that's the end of it. The giants are gone. The giants will have disappeared. The problem they had was that they said, "No, we won't enter this promised land. We can't enter." And God said, "You can't enter." Many people that are supposed to be governors and House of Rep members and local government councillors, they are sitting down and they're saying, "Politics is dirty." Politics is not dirty. What did I say?
Politics is not dirty.
What did I say?
Politics is not dirty.
Let me hear it again.
Politics is not dirty.
Louder, please.
Politics is not dirty.
It's men that are dirty. It's evil people that are dirty. I'm not joking about this. If I teach you the word of God and I pray for you and you enter into politics, you can't be dead.
Amen.
You can't be dead. I'm not joking about it. You cannot be dead. They can't anoint you. Why will they follow your body? The dead go enjoy you before you can dead him. The day they want to get you to sign a useless document, malaria will put you in hospital, you almost die. Now we will come pray for you. God will show us revelation that you know why you are here. At the point of death, you're about to enter into dirty politics. Repent! When you repent, you'll be healed instantly. Just go back there and tell them that God makes rulers. He appoints men into offices. That I don't need you people if God is with me. And when you do that, when you come back, you say, "Oh, God, thank you, sir. Politics is not that." And when God puts you in office, you won't be like one Barack Obama shouting, "Gay marriage, gay marriage." You will stand for righteousness. And God will be with you. Oh, God, next time maybe I should pick up from that. I want to teach that one today. The answer to the Psalms. He said, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered." There are Psalms that if you go in there, you read. And not as a prayer, but as a claimer. You know what I'm saying? You go there and say, "Lord Jesus has received this and it's my portion. Therefore, I declare that God has arisen on my behalf and all my enemies have scattered." He said, "Lord," Jesus said, "content with those who contend with me." That was a prayer. That Jesus received the answer to that prayer. And therefore, it's your portion. So as you rise, say, "Lord, as I go out today, you are contending with them that try to contend with me. And no weapon in PDP, ANPP, AC, CPC, APC, whatever it is they drink, whether an aspirin or APC, what does it matter? No weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper." One day you enter your car, you drive out, your escorts will be looking for you. This old guy has gone to work. Why? Because safety is of the Lord. You are so sure that no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Let me tell you, you will be a governor.
Amen.
You will be a senator.
Amen.
Listen, one day, somebody who I thought the word... No, that's my own. You know, in this life, I didn't come to this life to come and make money or be rich. My pride is that one day I will tell somebody, come, let's go. Say, where are we going? We're going to the government house. Say, just watch. And I get to the gate. Hello? Excellency in? Uh-huh. You have an appointment? Tell him, Pastor Banky. They go, look. What do you say? Tell him, Pastor Banky. The mopo will still be looking like, is this man okay? Somebody says, wait. Ah, welcome, sir. Please sit down here, sir. They run inside. The next thing they do is that the governor will come out. Ah, well, good afternoon, sir. I said, good. Did I not tell you? I warned you. I said, that's my own. That is my own. I didn't come. At the end of the day, we're not taking, just watch us. Say, hey, okay, so, Your Excellency. I said, God, you are calling me Excellency. I said, it's your job now. Let's call it like that. He said, we believe in now. The person will kneel down. You know, they're not going to say, I brag. I can't brag. I said, shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the person and you go. I know, these are things I'm going to do one day. One day I go reach airport. Listen to me. You know, these are international airports. Either this one or the one for Lagos or Abuja, I go reach there. They'll just say, attention please. Flight number 20552 here from maybe Enugu to Kano has been postponed for the next 2 hours. Please, we are sorry for the inconveniences. I just say, when I was supposed to start preaching? This is in 2 hours, sir. That is, that will be late. Say, yes, sir. Are you all carrying my phone? Jesus! He said, yes, sir. Send one of your planes, please. Amen. He said, just watch. Yes, enjoy here. Just open the door. Only us, maybe I'm here. Just sit down there, fly, and say, tell the pilot, greet your guy. Thank you. there are things I'm going to do for the fun of it. Amen. No, I'm going to do it in this life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm going to do it to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I've told you before, another one I'm going to do. I'll just stand one day, one car will just go, phew. I'm going to say, which car is that? It looks very nice. It says, that is the latest, the 7 Series BM. In my phone. I'll call two of you. I just saw this car. I like it. I'm traveling next week. I wanted to use it for the journey. And you say, thank you, sir. And that's all you are going to tell me. You, that's all you are going to tell me. You will deliver it number, customized plate number, Pastor B. Even though your beginning be small, I declare to you in the name of Jesus that your latter end shall greatly increase.
Amen.
You will not die small in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And all of you, your headquarters will be in Nigeria.
Amen.
From here, you will control media all over the world.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus died so that you will not be normal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not just be another average person. You not be another average person looking for a first class to get a good job. Listen, first class people will be begging for your phone number so they can get a job with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.